USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the State of the Union is much improved from where it was in the depths of the pandemic after he took office.
Remember the fear, record losses. Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind.
Biden touted his administration's efforts to pull the U.S. economy out of the COVID slump. He says he plans to continue that.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt offered the GOP rebuttal Thursday night.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed in a hasty pullout from Afghanistan. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill. This development follows the unanimous advancement of a bill by the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday. The bill proposes that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, must either divest from the app or face a ban in the United States. Lawmakers express concerns that the Chinese government could potentially access the personal data of American TikTok users.
This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
A new independent review is shedding more light on all that went wrong the day of the mass school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, May 2022. Private investigator Jesse Prado looked closely at facts surrounding the day's events and says the biggest problem was with communication.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed along with many others during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery he was arrested for disrupting Congress. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center this week following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. Notably, Rodimer received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 congressional campaign. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.